Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome into another week of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan, but actually we're not beside of each other. I'm in Nashville on my way to Bristol for the dirt race this weekend. And Brendan, where are you?
I am I'm out in Justice Brothers country, Jeffrey. I am at Justice Brothers headquarters out here, and I'm in the JV Museum doing a little JV conference with one of the companies I got. And I picked this place because, Jeff, that's the actual Mercedes from Spaceballs. Yes.
Wow.
The real one.
I thought I knew you were in a museum or a garage or something like that. So very nice.
I'm at the museum. Mr. Justice has the coolest collection of stuff. And so I was like, you know what? I want to do it from the museum today. And I'm a Spaceballs geek. Anybody that knows me and Harley knows that we know every line. So Harley's barf, I'm Lone Star.
Well, I made my first ever stop here at Nashville Super Speedway. I flew into Nashville early this morning and heading over to watch the dirt. So first time here.
It's a cool track. I at least love that place.
Yeah, I got a nice tour. So, well, Brendan, let's talk about last week. Now, we had Martinsville, and before we get into odds and who won and all that, we've had two short track races, which have been like the thing that everybody in NASCAR always seems to look forward to, and they really haven't lived up to their billing. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. Look, I thought the end of that race was fantastic. You had a great race. You had Joey Logano trying to bump and run. And what I liked was, Jeff, people who argue about bump and runs, you know, is it wrecking? Is it not wrecking? You know, I thought it was a fantastic, you know, especially the last restart. It was Byron did a great job of playing the offensive side, the defensive side of the bump and run. He changed his braking points to mess with Joey so Joey couldn't wreck him on the way in. He drove in deep, parked in the middle where you have the most stability, where that car is really hunkered on the track. I thought that was fantastic. A lot of things you and I have talked about still are coming true. A lot of RCR cars. Some people that, you know, maybe we did not expect up there. I liked the race. I really thought it was a good race. Yeah, you had two guys lead a lot of laps, and both of them happened to be from the Hendrick camp. You know, you and I didn't talk a lot about it last week, but Hendrick, you know, 24 and 48, they dominate this place, and, you know, call it 24 and 9 that weekend. They definitely continued that domination.
Any concern, though, that we had zero green flag passes for the lead, and there were only four cautions at Martinsville, and two of those were for stage breaks?
Doesn't bother me, but I'm sure there were some fans, if you're talking, you know, oh, they wanted a little more mayhem, maybe. I thought the look, you built this race car, and we talked about it at the Coliseum, you and I did, Jeff. This car is very solid, right? It's made for a short track. It's got the bigger brakes, the bigger tires. It holds that track better. So you saw less of mayhem because they could beat and bang. It didn't bother me. We didn't see passes for the lead. We saw two wide racing. Hell, I saw a couple three wide spots. Kyle Busch made an amazing three wide pass with what, 25, 30 laps to go or something like that. So I saw great racing, but I'm sure that, you know, you can make some of the people happy some of the time and, you know, that whole thing.
Well, if you wanted excitement, watch the Xfinity race on Friday night, at least at the end of it. Ty Gibbs and Sam Mayer definitely gave everybody something to talk about. So, well, let's look at the winnings from the Martinsville race. William Byron got his second win of the year. He's our first repeat winner. He was another double-digit guy, though. He was 12-1 to win. He was plus 300 for a top three. He won his group at plus 295 in Group B. No big winner on his head-to-heads. He was minus 125 against Joey Logano, minus 140 against Christopher Bell. Byron also won the truck race on Thursday night, so pretty strong weekend for William Byron. He's now won on a bigger track, on a smaller track. I mean, he's going to be one of the guys to beat this year, I believe.
And I believe you and I may have taken the don't on him versus a young Christopher Bell. That was a very poor move and decision on our part, apparently. He did a fantastic job. He did what he had to do. And look, we all know how good the Hendrick cars are there, right? I mean, Hendrick guys know how to get around there, and that trend has continued with William Byron.
Well, we saw a real mixed bag after that. I mean, Joey Logano finishing second, not a big surprise there. He was plus 225 for his top three. Austin Dillon, 20-1, getting a top three there. Great run for Austin Dillon. No big surprise seeing Ryan Blaney there. Ross Chastain has been strong all year. Kurt Busch, the top finishing Toyota in the race. Great run for Kurt Busch. His brother Kyle was right behind him. And Eric Almirola, Chase Briscoe, and a very disappointed Chase Elliott, who dominated the first half of the race, came in 10th. I mean, most guys aren't upset about a top 10, but if you're Chase Elliott, you had to probably be pretty disappointed by a top 10.
Well, and look, he was disappointed. Bad strategy. They took tires at the wrong time. And you said it, the last 2 weeks of short track racing, strategy was a big, big part. Chase, it cost him. You know, I think you got some money back, though, if you had Kurt Busch as the best Toyota. He had a decent return on that prop bet.
He did. In fact, Kurt was 20-1 to be the top Toyota. The other props there, William Byron was plus 400 to be the top Chevy, and Joey Logano plus 260 to be the top Ford. But yeah, you're right, Kurt Busch coming in 20-1. And, you know, he's been the top Toyota in several races this year. This wasn't the first time for Kurt. He's been pretty solid all year long.
No, and look, Eric Almirola, he's had quietly having a decent season again. You know, there's some guys that you know get some head-to-heads on, and maybe some group matchups. You're going to make some money with Eric. And also, you know, you I got to call you out on this. You made fun of Austin Cindric for being the pinball at the Coliseum. Austin Cindric come home with a respectable 11th place finish on the day with some stage points even. So not bad on Austin Cindric's part.
I didn't call him the pinball. He was the jammer in roller derby at the LA Coliseum. I call him the jam. He was the jammer. Well, this weekend, we're going to turn our attention to the dirt at Bristol. The next five races, great diversity coming up in our events after the dirt race at Bristol. We go to the biggest, baddest, fastest track on the circuit at Talladega for the Geico 500. Then we go to Dover, Delaware, which is kind of, people call it Bristol on steroids. It's a 1 mile concrete high bank track. And then Darlington, you need no, there's nothing to say about Darlington. We all kind of know what you're going to get there. And then back to the mile and a half world at Kansas. So a lot of variety coming up over these next five races.
Yeah, no, and look, this weekend is going to be, it's only our second one. We've talked about what it is this weekend with the Bristol Dirt Race. So, you know, excited to get there. But this NASCAR schedule, Jeff, fantastic job. I mean, this has been a lot of action packed to start this season. Lots of variety. This new cars work great everywhere. And I've seen some testing stuff. The new car looks really good at the dirt track.
Well, this weekend, we're probably going to get one of the most unique events we have all year. It's the only race on dirt. We started this last year, racing on dirt at Bristol. And I think everybody kind of went in last year thinking that this was going to be Christopher Bell or Kyle Larson's race to win because of what we've seen them do at the Chili Bowl, and we've seen them do at Turkey Night, and the racing they've done on dirt throughout their careers. Both of them crashed out early in the race. And Joey Logano, who really didn't even have that much dirt racing experience, kind of came out of nowhere and won the race.
I believe I had to eat a lot of crow after this one. I was poo-pooing Joey pretty darn hard during the show last year at this race, and he did great. You did have Ricky Stenhouse Jr., someone with a lot of variety and versatility in his background. He did have a good run. And Denny Hamlin, who we did not expect, Denny Hamlin, he ran great all day long, finishing third in both stages. So we had stuff we did not expect. I do see, though, with this car, I do see some of the stuff that we do expect to come back. And we'll talk about that in the odds a little bit. But don't sleep on Joey. He proved last year he can do it.
No, absolutely. And you know he's going to go in with a lot of confidence. All right, before we start breaking down the numbers for the dirt race this weekend at Bristol, you know, now that we've got William Byron with two wins, we've got, what, eight races under our belt now, the point standings are starting to kind of take shape a little bit. And the guys who are going to be the favorites. So William Byron is the only guy, in my opinion, who has actually clinched a spot in the playoffs. I'm not convinced yet that the one-win drivers have clinched a spot. Because I, you know, last year you were really bullish on thinking we were going to get to 16 winners. I feel there's more of a chance of doing it this year.
Well, look down this list right here. I mean, you got guys that haven't won yet. Look at the names. You've got Chase Elliott, has not won. Ryan Blaney, has not won. Joey Logano, has not won. Martin Truex Jr., has not won. Kyle Busch, has not run. Those five guys right there are perennial multi-win, you know, guys. They have not won. Eric Almirola won a couple times the last couple of years. Tyler and Austin, they both, you know, Austin's won a couple of times. Tyler's been in and out of there. You got some names on this, and we still got Talladega races. We got some road courses. We got some, you know, definitely some different things. What we've seen, you know, Daniel Suarez has been really close to winning a bunch this year. He's not on this list. So I think I was bullish on it last year. I'm even more bullish on it this year. I think you're going to see 16 guys get a win.
Well, and I really believe that. I think these guys that got a win early in the season and said, okay, we're locked into the playoffs. Do you believe any one-win driver should feel like he's locked into the playoffs right now?
You know, I wouldn't. I'd be nervous if I'm, you know, someone like an Austin Cindric who, you know, only has 1 points. That puts him at 201 points. That would put him, if all the rest of these guys win, that would put him on the cutoff line. You know, so I'd be a little nervous at one win just because I think we can get there, but it's still a long road to hoe. If you're going to miss it, it's only going to be one guy and it'll be close.
Well, and the other thing I think we found out is that if you're not getting some of these playoff points, when you get into the playoffs, you can be in big trouble. And right now, the guy who's certainly setting the pace out there is William Byron. I mean, he may have just made himself the favorite to win this championship right now.
No, I think he absolutely has shown the race courses he has won on and everything. He's got a shot.
No, absolutely. Okay, when Brendan and I come back, we are going to start breaking down the odds to win, as well as the chances to finish in the top three this weekend at the dirt track at Bristol Motor Speedway.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back into Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan. I am here in Nashville getting ready to make my way to Bristol, and Brendan is over in the Justice Brothers Museum or something along those lines over in Southern California. Brendan, it's a pretty we were just talking about the astronaut suit behind you. It's a movie prop or something, huh?
Yeah, I can't remember what movie Ed said it was, but he's got so much stuff in here. For me personally, I just love the Mercedes. I'm going to go back to it 100 times. But I got Ricky Johnson's old Mickey Thompson Stadium car in here. We got so many sprint cars in here that it is unbelievable. Ed has a phenomenal collection. The Justice family been doing racing since the 30s. And I mean, I'm looking at AJ Foyt posters and pictures of Ed with and the Justice family with AJ and MO. And it's I wish I could show you guys the breadth of this place. It is absolutely unbelievable what the Justice family has out here in Duarte.
Is that open to the public, or is it just a special Brendan Gaughan place to do a radio show from?
Nope. You can come out to JB headquarters and go do tours all you want. He's got an amazing collection. His personal stuff is even behind this wall behind me. And that's the one that, you know, he's got a personal side, but the stuff he has to the public, if you are a race fan, especially an old school USAC open wheel guy, he's got so many cool things in here. It's unbelievable.
Well, he got enough of a plug. He should be advertising on our show now. All right, well, let's start talking about the odds to win this weekend's the Food City Dirt Race at Bristol. Not quite as much of a mouthful as we had to get out last week at Martinsville, and I still don't think I could go through and get that entire name correct, but it is what it is. So our favorite, no big surprise, Kyle Larson at plus 550, Christopher Bell is plus 800, and Joey Logano plus 900. Everybody else is in double digits. Chase Elliott at 10-1, William Byron 12-1, Chase Briscoe, Alex Bowman, Tyler Reddick, and Martin Truex Jr. 14-1, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin at 16, Daniel Suarez at 20, Ricky Stenhouse 25, Bubba Wallace 30, Brad Keselowski 35, along with Ross Chastain and Kevin Harvick, Austin Dillon, Austin Cindric, and Eric Jones all coming in at 40-1. Got any thoughts there, Brendan?
Yeah, I got to tell you, right off the bat, I looked down and you know, that Austin Dillon 40-1 there. I mean, look, okay, last year, 21st, didn't do all that well. Last year's race, though, was extremely difficult, right? Bristol went through quite a few headaches to get this race, and I think it's going to be much better this year. But you're talking about a guy who used to own a dirt team, who's won alligators at Volusia, who's very, very well experienced, won the inaugural Eldora race. Remember the truck series race at Eldora? He won the inaugural race there. That is a sleeper of a bet right there. Austin Dillon on that. I mean, Jeff, I can make a case that I could bet with Kyle Larson being 550, I could bet five winners this week. And I think I could narrow in and probably nail one of the five winners. And if I get the right guy, you know, if I get an Austin Dillon 40-1 as one of those five guys, I could end up having a good payday.
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, I look at that number on Joey Logano, and part of me thinks that is really a product of how well he did last year. But I think there's one thing that we need to point out. There's going to be a big difference this year from last year. We've got a very good weather forecast for this weekend in Bristol. And one of the problems that happened last year is we had the truck race got rained out. And so by the truck race getting rained out, they had to run the truck race and the cup race on the same day. What NASCAR would like to do is after that truck race is run on Saturday night, they want to do what they call farming the track, where they basically take those things out there and almost dig it up and then repack it in with a fresh, kind of a fresh surface, if you will, for the cup guys on Sunday. We didn't get the opportunity to do that last year. And so by the time we really got halfway through that cup race, it was really like running on an asphalt track more than a dirt track. And I think that really played more into Joey Logano's hands. And I don't think that's going to be the case this year. That's why I think Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, Ricky Stenhouse, Chase Elliott, a guy who's gotten a lot of dirt experience, I think those guys certainly are going to be more of a favorite this year with the track surface.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Listen, last year it became a one-groove track. If you got out of that one groove, it was difficult because the way the track got manicured. So I do think that I could make a case for picking five guys and putting those five guys in my lineup all as winners. And with Kyle Larson being plus 550, the worst I do is, you know, win the plus 50 on it. So, I mean, I think there's definitely an argument to make that case this week, because I do believe it's a very small subset of people that can win this race. Even though Joey did it last year, we didn't expect him. I do think there's some we could zero in like that this week.
Well, let's take a look at our page two. We mentioned Erik Jones was 40-1 with a couple of the guys on page one. Eric Almirola, Kurt Busch are 50-1. Michael McDowell, Chris Buescher are 60-1. And then a lot of bigger numbers here, 100-1 on Ty Dillon, 150 on Cole Custer, Todd Gilliland, Harrison Burton, Justin Haley all at 250, Justin Allgaier at 300. Our buddy Noah Gregson getting his second start in his car for he's 500-1 with Corey LaJoy. Anybody on page two? I mean, Kurt Busch, 50-1. I'm not saying Kurt's going to win, but I mean, goodness gracious, that's a big number.
Well, look, Kurt's not a huge fan of the dirt. He said that before, even though he come from that, you know, the what do you call it background, his legend car background. The one that pokes out a little bit to me there is Ty Dillon. Ty Dillon, once again, him and his brother used to own a dirt racing team. You know, they used to go dirt race a lot. So the two Dillon boys are the ones that stick out. But really, I'm pushing it for the Ty thing. I think that front page has some amazing numbers, has some amazing people that can do well, and I would focus in on that front page. And listen, having Kyle Larson, just like we said last year, I believe you have to have him. Kyle Larson is just an obscene talent on dirt. But I believe you can pick five. I mean, Christopher Bell at 800. That's a great return. And Seabell is arguably the second best guy in our sport on dirt, with him and Kyle Larson being the two best guys. So there's a great return on both of them, and I do believe they are the favorites, but with good numbers, not plus 400 numbers, 550 and 800 numbers.
And I think that's probably a product of the fact that neither one of them did very well last year, but again, they crashed out. They didn't really have a chance to do what they probably were capable of doing. All right, let's take a look at our top threes. Kyle Larson comes in. There's the heavy favorite at plus 160. Christopher Bell plus 210, Joey Logano plus 240, Chase Elliott 300, William Byron 350, Chase Briscoe 370. I guess we got a little out of order there. Alex Bowman 350, Tyler Reddick and Martin Truex Jr. at 400, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin all at 450, Daniel Suarez 550, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 700, Bubba Wallace 800, Brad Keselowski, Ross Chastain, Kevin Harvick 10-1, Austin Dillon, Austin Cindric, and Erik Jones at 11-1.
You know, normally, Jeff, you and I like top threes a little bit more. We're fans of the top three. This week, I got to say, not a super fan of top three, because I can get such a great return on the wins, and I do believe that you can zero in on those winners right there. So top threes are nice, but Austin Dillon 11-1, sure, put him as a top three, it's 11-1. But I think he's got a shot to win at 40-1. So I'd be more focused this week on wins versus top three, even though, you know, it's counterintuitive of how we normally bet.
You know, one guy, though, I'm kind of intrigued by on the top three is Chase Elliott. The plus 300 number, I think, is a good number. And look, I think the fact that he just announced this week that he's going to run the truck race, and I think running that truck race is going to be a real, real major advantage for Chase Elliott. We know he's going to be in a good truck. It's a Spire truck, but we kind of know how that whole deal works when Hendrick gets involved with those, like same deal last week with William Byron at Martinsville. So I think Chase Elliott, the fact he's going to run the truck race and he's done so much more racing on dirt, you know, he's gone to a bunch of these races with Kyle Larson, even after the season last year up in Northern California, Chase went out there and raced a sprint car with Kyle. I think he is really embracing being a dirt track racer.
Well, he went to the Chili Bowl. You know, I mean, look, all that makes a big difference. Kyle tried to go race. That's what I've appreciated about Chase Elliott. That's what I've appreciated about Chase since he came in the sport, Jeff. He's not just sitting on his butt saying, oh, look what's being given to me over here at Hendrick. He puts the work in. Chase has proven that time and time again. So to have Chase Elliott as one of those guys, I believe, is a bonus to you. Like I said, he didn't do all that great in the Chili Bowl, but it's great experience, and there's only a few guys here that have that experience.
All right, let's take a look at our page two. Eric Almirola, he is 13-1. Kurt Busch, 15-1. Michael McDowell, Christopher Busch are 17-1. Ty Dillon, Cole Custer, 25. Todd Gilliland, Harrison Burton, Justin Haley, 35. Justin Allgaier, 40. Gregson, 50, along with Corey LaJoy. Anybody on page two that you kind of look at and say, man, they could sneak into the top three?
Same name, Ty Dillon. Maybe a Justin Allgaier there. You know, Justin has run the Chili Bowl. Justin's done pretty well. He does have a pretty diverse background. So maybe an Allgaier on that one. those are the two guys that stick out the most to me on that second page.
I'm curious, if Allgaier and Gregson are both in the race, which one is running the Kolek car? Or is Kolek putting three cars in this race?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I was a little surprised to see both of them because I thought Justin was going to try to – he must be going to run a Hendrick car or something like that. So anyway, we'll find out once we get the numbers coming up. Okay, when Brendan and I come back, we're going to start breaking down the head-to-heads. We'll also start talking about our group matchups. That's one of the favorite things that we do every week. We'll be back here on Gone Racing in just a couple minutes. Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check out the Gone Racing Podcast. It's free and available now at beeson.com/podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup Series race. The Gone Racing Podcast is free and available now at beeson.com/podcast. While you're there, catch up on every Beeson show as well. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan back here on Gaughan Racing. We have talked about who's going to win, who's going to finish in the top three. Brendan, we only have a couple of head-to-heads here to discuss before we move into our group picks, but we'll take a look at them anyway. One of them, really big number, Daniel Suarez is plus 150 against Chase Briscoe at minus 180. Martin Truex Jr. is a plus 130 against the defending champion of the race, Joey Logano. And probably a much anticipated matchup, but not a big return. Christopher Bell minus 105 against Kyle Larson's minus 125. And the only other one we have is William Byron minus 120, Alex Bowman minus 110. Big number on Suarez, though.
Well, look, our dear producer, Karina, who, of course, you know, helps do the show for us, she said that the Westgate wasn't very exciting this week. There's all minus 110s, and you know how we feel about that. So she went on to DraftKings and found us some spicy ones. Listen, Daniel Suarez last year finished in the top five in this race. I mean, Suarez at 150, Briscoe's a pretty good racer. He's been all over the board. I get it, but I don't know about that big of a dog versus a favorite. So I like that Daniel Suarez. I do like the Larson Seabell. Not a lot of money to be returned, but I'm glad that DraftKings threw it out there and gave you a shot with it. I think that's a fantastic, you know, look there. And Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano. I think it's only Joey Logano because of that run last year. You and I both think that Joey, you know, I think that's a little bit of an overrated, you know, maybe shot on Logano. So I wouldn't mind the Martin Truex 130. So the head-to-heads, I like the teammate thing at the bottom. They're William Byron, hottest guy around. You know, I believe in momentum. I don't know about William Byron's background on the dirt or Alex Bowman. So it's an interesting bet on the bottom. But I do like the Suarez at 150. That's a good return there for a head-to-head matchup.
No, it's a great return, and I'm with you on the Truex-Logano situation. I think that's a good number on Truex, and I do believe a lot of that is kind of resting off last year. By the way, you talked about all the minus 110s. You know where we go next week? We go to Talladega. So that's all we're going to look at are minus 110s. We will spend less time next week on 12 driver head-to-heads, and we just spent on four this week, I believe, at Bristol.
Most likely that's the way that works out. But like I said, I mean, hey, they found DraftKings has them. Like we always talk, there's all sorts of places to bet, Jeff, right? You don't just have to stick with one. We focus a lot on the Westgate, the DraftKings, you know, but look around. There's always different places and you can always shop your odds.
No, you're exactly right. Okay, let's take a look. The Westgate also gave us our group picks, and let's look at our group A. Kyle Larson, a huge favorite there at plus 150. Over Christopher Bell, plus 285, and then a couple of really large numbers. William Byron, our two-time winner and last week's winner, plus 380, along with last year's dirt track winner, Joey Logano, at plus 380.
Look, 285 is normally a dog number in some of these groups, right? That's normally the
Okay, I think we might have a little bit of technical difficulty on Brendan there a little bit. We'll probably have to get him back a little bit. But talking about that, I think, Brendan, one thing he and I both agreed to, we talked about a little bit off air, Christopher Bell at plus 285, that is a number that a lot of times we see that as being an underdog, if you will. And to see William Byron as the second favorite coming in there, I think that's going to be a pick where people could kind of take a big flyer on a guy like Christopher Bell and get a plus 285. All right, let's take a look at our Group B as we're trying to get Brendan back right now. Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, and Kyle Busch all coming in at plus 265. And then Chase Elliott is the long shot at plus 290. Now, if you look at that, Chase Elliott is a guy who he's already said he's going to be running the truck race, which means he's going to get two extra practices on Friday. He's going to get a qualifying session in on Saturday. He's going to run a truck race on Saturday night. He's going to get a lot of time on the track. He's also a guy who spent a great deal of time racing on dirt tracks over the last few years. He's teammates now in the Cup Series with Kyle Larson, and we all know what a great dirt track racer that Kyle Larson is. So now to have Chase Elliott, who's been going around the country, he spent a lot of time in Northern California after the season last year with Kyle Larson. He also raced the Chili Bowl. I think seeing Chase Elliott with a large number like he is at plus 290 is certainly a guy worth looking at. A couple of the other guys in there, Chase Briscoe, he's a guy who kind of grew up doing a lot of dirt track racing, so he's got a lot of dirt track in his background. Tyler Reddick and Kyle Busch, probably not quite as much. Kyle Busch, pretty much an asphalt racer, other than maybe in the early days when he was 14, 15 years old, racing at the dirt track at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in his Legends car and in his Dwarf car and things like that. So a little bit of experience there, but Chase Elliott probably has more experience on dirt than anybody. Pretty good pick coming in there with a Group B. So I think Brendan is back now. Brendan, I just babbled through Group B, but you can weigh in on Group B if you want real quick. We've talked about the fact that Chase Elliott is the dog, and he's got more experience than anybody in that group.
Well, the same thing I was saying about Christopher Bell is 285 in Group A. With Christopher Bell to Group A, at 285 is normally a dog number, and you got him sitting up there at 285, and I like him. I mean, that's more of a return for that than it is a top three for him, so I like that. And Chase Elliott, look, I like Tyler Reddick in this group too, but Chase Elliott, 290, after the amount of work I told you he normally puts in, I like that a lot. I like both Group A and B. I love C Bell 285, and I love a Chase Elliott 290. I really like both of those bets.
Well, let's take a look at our Group C. Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr. are all at plus 265, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. plus 290. It's the exact same breakdown we saw in Group B. And again, the guy with the most dirt track experience is the long shot in that group.
Yeah, and the same three in a row here. And look, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finished second in this race last year, not because of the weather, not because of anything else, because Ricky is a very accomplished dirt tracker. So you got Ricky on the dirt track side at 290. I mean, everybody loves to say Blaney. Blaney actually never raced dirt until the Eldora truck race. So, I mean, I really like the three dog. I love the 290, the 290, and the 285. I love all three of those bets.
The last name Blaney has a ton of dirt track experience. The first names Dave and Dale have all that experience, and it's not so much Ryan on those dirt tracks. So I'm with you on that one.
And it's so funny. I mean, we always think of, when you think of dirt track, you think of Blaney. And Ryan had none. I could not believe that when he told me that a bunch of years ago.
And his family owned a dirt track, I believe, in Ohio, if I remember correctly, which was even funnier. Well, and that's why his dad and his uncle were so good on it. So, all right, and take a look at our Group D. Two heavy favorites there, Alex Bowman, Ross Chastain, both coming in at plus 230, and Kevin Harvick, Daniel Suarez at plus 325. Brendan, I tell you, that's a group right there that I would stay way away from.
No, Daniel Suarez. No. Talk about the guy last year that you know, Daniel, once again, a diverse background, finished fourth. He was fourth and second in the stages last year. It wasn't like he got there in the end. He started 18th, got himself to fourth by stage one, second in stage two. I like Suarez. I am dog heavy in these. I really think that the Westgate may not have done all their homework right this weekend, because I really like the 285, the 290s, the 325s. I love the dogs in these groups.
Well, I think Suarez is definitely an interesting dog to take a look at. So I just, for some reason, that group itself just scares me away a little bit. But that's just me. All right, group.
I don't know.
All right, fair enough. You know, all right, let's take a look at Group E. Erik Jones is plus 260, plus 270 on Austin Cindric. Brad Keselowski, plus 275. Justin Haley at plus 280. I don't know why. There's just something that tells me Cindric's the guy there, because I just think Cindric's the guy who will be a little more aggressive, and I think maybe on the dirt track, that's kind of what you have to be.
Well, look, I can go back and say Erik Jones was ninth last year, ran really well. That's about the only stat I can give you there. But I can tell you that Austin Cindric, extremely diverse background, right, Jeff? I mean, this is a guy that has raced all over the world in different things. He probably is the most diverse in that field. Justin Haley, same thing. Young kid, got some experience in all sorts of things, has run Eldora truck races and such. But Cindric would be my pick. If I'm splitting all the hairs, Cindric would be it.
And our last pick, our last group, is Group F. Interesting mix of names here. Todd Gilliland, Ty Dillon, plus 250. Michael McDowell, Harrison Burton, plus 295. Haven't even seen Burton and Gilliland in many groups.
No.
I'm staying away from that one.
This one to me is also one of the... But to me, this is one of the easiest. I like a Ty Dillon. I think that Ty Dillon has the most experience. I like him.
Okay. Well, Brendan has spoken on Ty Dillon. He has been very bullish on Ty Dillon over the course of this. So I'm one of the guys, I think I'll probably stay away from Group F. I just don't think I want to pick that one. Okay, we come back on our final segment on Gone Racing. We're going to talk a little bit about where the season odds are right now before we tell you how we did last week and get into our picks for this week.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back into Gone Racing. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan. We're both on remote doing the Skype thing this week. I'm in Nashville getting ready to head over to Bristol to watch the guys race on dirt. Brendan is over in Southern California at one of his many ventures that he's involved in there with the Justice Brothers folks. So giving them a little free plug this week. So, Brendan, before we get into our picks and how we did last week, you know, the season is starting to take some shape now. We want to talk a little bit about where the odds are for the season standings. We've seen some guys who have made a major move in a good way and some in a bad way. Kyle Larson remains the favorite right now at plus 350. Open the season, plus 360, not a big difference there. Chase Elliott has seen his odds go up from, he is now 650, he opened at 500. William Byron has seen his go down. He's plus 700, preseason plus 800. Denny Hamlin's gone up. He's 850 now when he was a 700. Ryan Blaney, he's a 900 now, coming off an 11-1 to open the season. Martin Truex Jr. is 950. Ross Chastain is 10-1, opened the season at 70-1. Kyle Busch has moved up to 12-1. He was plus 950 to start the season. The other big jumpers we probably saw out there are guys who won races that maybe we weren't expecting. Chase Briscoe opened the season at 80-1, is down to 18. Austin Cindric opened at 70. He's down to 22. And then a guy who I think we expected big things out of and are a little surprised he hasn't found victory lane, Tyler Reddick, opened the season at 30. He's down to 19. But Brendan, we like to talk about, you know, getting guys at the right time. And I think the guy right now that I would be jumping on right now is William Byron at plus 700. Because it's hard for me to say that Chase Elliott is a bigger favorite to win this championship right now than William Byron.
William Byron's hotter. I mean, we can absolutely say that. You know, you look at these numbers, and Jeff, we harp on it all the time about how to jump on a future bet and when to do it. And right there, that page gives you the definition of it. You know, why we said to pick some guys. Right now, Kyle Busch has dropped to 12 to 1. Now's the time to jump. Kyle may not get much worse ever than 12 to 1. Kevin Harvick started 15, has dropped to 25. Now's the time to get Kevin Harvick. It's a great hedge bet. You know, Denny Hamlin, gone to 850. Don't know if it'll get much worse than an 850. You got to look at when to jump on these guys. And there's some guys that it's time. You've missed the boat on some of them. Like you said, missed the boat on a Tyler Reddick, missed the boat on an Austin Cindric, on a Ross Chastain. You've definitely missed that boat on those guys. But when you do futures, you got to jump on them early, and then you got to pay attention through the season because you can get some of those guys on the slide. Like right now, Harvick slid. Denny has slid. Kyle Busch has slid. Jump on those guys when you get these little bump dips in the road, and that's when you can take advantage and hedge some bets there. It's a smart way to play for the futures.
And I think we know as soon as Kyle Busch wins a race, that 12-1 is going to go back to plus 950, or maybe it might go to 10-1. But once he wins that first race, that's going to drop him at least a couple of points for sure. And
will do that. Kyle will do that. Bowman will do that. You know, a bunch of these guys will do that. So when they hit
Harvick will do that.
Yep.
Harvick will do that. And that's why I think the fact that Byron opened the season plus 800, he's got two wins and he's only moved to plus 700. That's one that still has some value to me.
Absolutely. I think he'll go down into that Chase Elliott or lower range pretty soon, because if he keeps this up, he's going to definitely have – all he has to do is keep running in the top fives, and that number will continue to shrink. The bettors will jump on it. So you got to take advantage of them while they can. 700 is still a good number for the only guy with two wins this season.
Especially as he continues to pile up playoff points too, because that goes a long way. Yep. All right, let's talk about how we did last week. No one got shut out last week for a chance. We didn't have to put any minus fives on the board. I am trying to creep up to the Mendoza line, or whatever we want to call it, the break even line right now. But I picked up a couple of winners last week. Alex Bowman in Group C, and also Bubba Wallace in Group F, was able to give me a plus line, a plus 2.5. You also had Bowman in Group C, so you picked up a win there. And our pit crew also had Bubba in Group F. So a couple of groups that more of us like there. The overall standings, a little ways to go for you and the pit crew. But hey, you did gain 2/10 of a unit on our pit crew last week. So
what a bad beat. Look at Joey Logano to win Group B. He was second. The dude was – I was screaming, bump him, hit him, move him out of the way, get him. I could have had a winning week with just one position. I mean, come on.
And truth be told, he hit him pretty hard, and it still wasn't enough to knock Byron out of the way, which I thought was pretty – and I thought that was pretty impressive, to say the least. So, okay, I guess it's time for us to make our picks for this week before our show ends. And, Brendan, I think you still have to pick first.
You had to bring that part up, didn't you? Couldn't we have skipped that whole thing about... So, I started the show saying, Jeff, I could probably take and pick four winners and think I could do a decent job. I was thinking about that theory, and I really, really wanted to do it. But in the end, I couldn't. So here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick Kyle Larson to win. He's the favorite. He's plus 550. If he wins the race and I lose the rest, I still end up with a positive week. So I'm going to try to cash, take the favorite on this one, go with some chalk, and that's 550 on Kyle Larson. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go right into our group matchups. I know a technology failed me for a minute during the middle of the show, but I got to say, Christopher Bell at 285, where for a top three, C. Bell is 210. We think that Larson or Bell is going to win. It's a hedge. I get a 285 on Christopher Bell. I like that number. Then I'm going to go down to, like we both talked, the dog in Group B at Chase Elliott. Yeah. Tyler Reddick, to me, is the scary one in that one. I think Tyler could do well, but I love Chase. Then I'm going to go to the dog in Group C. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finished second in this race last year, 290. Come on, let's jump on these things. And then I'm going to go to the dog in Group D. I'm going chalk heavy on the win and dogs the rest of the way. So Daniel Suarez, 325, top five here last year, ran up front all day, passed people, didn't start there. He passed to get there and stayed the rest of the day. So I am chalk with my guy Kyle Larson, and then I'm semi-chalk with old Seabell, but the rest are all dogs. I love the numbers.
We need to cue up that song by the Baja Men, Who Let the Dogs Out, just for Brendan's picks this week.
If I get the win, we'll play it next week.
Yes, and if you can get the win, you can certainly make up some ground. Okay, I've got the pit crew picks here. They are very heavy on Christopher Bell, too. They love Christopher Bell this week. They're going Christopher Bell for a top three at plus 210. They're also taking him to win his Group A. They like that pick there at 285. They've got Kyle Busch winning Group B, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in Group C, and they've got Austin Cindric winning in Group E. And I will get to my picks here. Brendan, I like you with Kyle Larson winning this race. So I've got Kyle Larson to win at plus 550. I like Chase Elliott for a top three at plus 300. I just like how much experience he's starting to get on the dirt tracks right now. And Brendan, I'm going to do some dog hunting myself here. I'm going to go with Chase Elliott in Group B. I'm going to go with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in Group C. And I'm not going to go dog in Group E. I'm going to go with the pit crew, and I'm going to go Austin Cindric in Group E. So those are my picks. We'll see how they turn out. I'm trying to get above the zero line. We'll see, right?
This week of all, I think you could narrow down your winners, so I'm still not against if you wanted to pick. My alternate lineup, Jeff, really was going to be a Kyle Larson, a Christopher Bell, a Tyler Reddick, a Austin Dillon, and then I was going to mix in maybe a Joey Logano just because what he did last year, or a Chase Elliott. I was going to go five winners and see if I couldn't make a big splash this week and gain some ground, but I figured I could win all mine. I could have Kyle Larson win, I lose Chase, Christopher Bell, and win the rest. It'll be a good week for me.
Well, I'm rooting for you because I want to see you and the pit crew. We need to get this thing tightened up a little bit. And, Brendan, we've got probably a little over a minute to go in our show. We're racing on dirt, something we haven't really seen. Have you raced much on dirt when it comes to – I know you've raced in the desert off-road, but have you raced on an oval dirt in a stock car very much? I mean, what are these guys going to be experiencing?
Look, I watched the test. I've talked to Austin Dillon. I talked to the guys about how the car's handling. They like what it did on the dirt, just like the short track. It looks really, really good. It looks promising. I ran the truck race. I've run some Volusia. I did some late models and stuff, but I really like what this car has been able to do everywhere we've been. And I see the dirt kind of following the same trend. I do like the weather forecast. I do think that we have a great opportunity here this weekend to put on a really good show for the fans at Bristol. And I think you and I will not be saddened by what happens this week.
Well, and I heard a number of drivers say they think this is going to be a better show because of it being at night. The night will keep the dust down a good bit. One thing I thought was interesting is a lot of the drivers wish that they could get rid of the windshield, but I don't really know how that's going to factor in. So I guess we'll kind of see. But anyway, it's the dirt race this weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. We're running the truck series is going to be racing Saturday night. Then Easter Sunday, under the lights, we get the cup race at Bristol. And after that, we head to the biggest track in the circuit, Talladega. For Brendan Gaughan, I'm Jeff Motley on Gaughan Racing. We'll see you next week. Brendan in the studio, me remote.
Happy Easter.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.